for Northampton. This is N Live Radio.
Morning, listening chums. Off they go. It is without doubt Sunday, November the 30th. And believe it or believe it not, November the 30th is the 334th day of the year. That means there's only 31 days remaining until the end of the year. Yep, November is sliding off the edge of the calendar, and December is giving us the thumbs up. And that's because it's a little after 7 a.m. and this is your Sunday breakfast wake-up call with my good self, Alan Miles. We are N Live Radio on 106.9 FM, online at nliveradio.com. via smart speaker, or you can download the NLive radio app. Now, you've just been given a jolly good breakfast welcome this Sunday morning from the one and only Mike and Mechanics with their track Another Cup of Coffee. Another cup of coffee, and that is in homage to the glorious, the mighty listening chum Audrey. Now, Audrey is the Bonza barista of Morrison's in town, but more of that later. We've got all the usual features, birthday buddies, word of the day, quote of the day, and all those quirky historical events of today throughout history. So let's not dilly-dally, let's get to the music. Oh, I tell you what, let's stick with Audrey and coffee music.
Now she's gone, and I'm back on the beat.
listening to N Live Radio, the station that loves Northampton. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes, a couple more coffee tracks there in honour of the mighty listening chum and Morrison's barista, Audrey. But as aforementioned, more of that later. Yep, we had Black Coffee in Bed from Squeeze. Possibly you're sitting in bed there comfortably with a black coffee. Good on you. Also, we had Coffee and TV from Blur. I hope it's not Coffee and TV, listening chums. I hope you're listening to the Alan Miles Sunday Breakfast wake-up call via all the usual routes. Talking about routes, let's move forward to, yep, you've got it, word of the day and quote of the day. Oh, hurrah! And look, it's Winston Churchill's birthday today. Yes, he was born on this day in 1874. So it only seems right that we quote said Sir Winston Churchill. But where to start? There are so many great quotes to choose from. Anyway, I've got a hat trick. Here we go. Numero uno. Winston Churchill, Sir Winston Churchill, said, success is going from failure to failure, but with no loss of enthusiasm. Quote number two. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Good on you, Winston. Finally, attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Oh, hurrah, Sir Winston Churchill. Now, as Sir Winston Churchill spoke of attitude, let's look at the word attitude in terms of word of the day. And up pops predilection. Predilection. Predilection is a noun, and I want you to use the word of the day, predilection, throughout the day and the coming week. Predilection. It's as in inclination, preference toward something. Let me give you an example. To live in the world of his creation is to live in a world of his bias and predilection. Ooh. Second, the predilection points to a compulsive hold on the life force that has propelled her from the start. Music!
What is it that makes me just a little bit queasy? There's a breeze that makes my breathing not so easy. Well, I've had my lungs checked out with x-rays. I've smelled the hospital always. Someday I'll have a disappearing hairline. Someday pajamas in the daytime. Times when the day is like a play by Sartre. When it seems a fuck burning's in perfect order. Like I gave the doctor my description. I've tried to stick to my prescriptions. Someday I'll have a disappearing hairline. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Coffee spoons and T.S. Eliot. Mm-hmm.
that I could do a play-by-play back. I could change the test results and I will get back. I've watched the summer evening pass by. I've heard the rattle in my bronchi. Someday I'll have a disappearing hairline. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Out, measured with coffee spoons and tears early out. Afternoons will be measured out, measured out, measured with coffee spoons and tears early out.
NLive Radio's Community Notice Board, sponsored by Northampton Town Council, celebrating, supporting and empowering the people and communities of Northampton.
Northampton Playhouse are proud to be presenting Dylan Thomas's iconic play Under Milkwood soon. It will be at a rehearsed reading on two successive nights, on the 11th and 12th of December, at Christchurch in Christchurch Road, Abington, Northampton. We'll be raising funds for the church's 2026 campaign, as well as the Playhouse. For ticket info, head to playhousenorthampton.com.
NLive Radio's Community Notice Board, sponsored by Northampton Town Council, celebrating, supporting and empowering the people and communities of Northampton. To get your message on air, head to nliveradio.com/noticeboard.
This is NLive Radio.
This winter, don't let the cold keep you from feeling connected. Let our free wellbeing service help you tackle the winter blues. We'll work with you to achieve your well-being goals, and if isolation or low moods are affecting you, we have friendly social groups and fitness classes to help. They're a great way to stay active, meet new people, and feel good inside and out this winter. Sign up to the Wellbeing Service today. Just search Wellbeing Service at westnorthants.gov.uk.
With around 300 different languages spoken across the UK, language can prove to be a barrier. At Unitemps, we provide translation and tutoring services to individuals and businesses across Northampton. Our reliable and affordable translators provide document translation, as well as in-person translation and tutoring to help with your studies. Whether it's for an hour or a long-term project, Unitemps will help you overcome the language barrier. Find out more at unitemps.com or search Unitemps Translation Northampton.
Get your skates on this Christmas and glide your way down to Northampton Market Square's impressive new ice rink. It's fun for everyone, with DJ sessions and special events to add some seasonal sparkle, and a licensed bar to add some festive fizz. With discounts for youngsters and students, plus a special price for groups of six or more, you'll definitely want to book with everyone you know. Christmas events across the town centre include Santa's Grotto in the Grosvenor Centre, Carols in the Square. Not forgetting you can shop local and get Christmas all wrapped up. Visit the Old Savoy website to book your skating sessions today.
The Doddridge Centre provides a safe, inclusive and welcoming space in the heart of Northampton. Local groups and organisations use our centre for lunch clubs, workshops, drop-ins and conferences. And we now need your help. We need to raise £40,000 by the end of the year to buy our building and help secure the Doddridge Centre's long-term future. So please buy a brick today for just £10 and help save our space. Visit doddridgecentre.org.uk and click buy a brick.
The station that loves Northampton. NLive Radio.
Andrew Partridges in the End Life Film Show with Kieran King and Elliot Bohr.
Every week, we talk about films you can see in cinemas across Northampton.
From the biggest blockbuster
to the newest indie darlings,
whether it's streaming films in your home
to a movie classic I'm behind on,
and more. Tune in Wednesday evenings from 9 p.m. for an hour of film and film-related discussion. Again, that's Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m.
Bring your popcorn, the show's about to start.
Swimming, beach walking, always silent, never talking. Then you call my name, and I know inside I loved you. Sail away, I miss you more until you see the shore. There I will be waiting, anticipating.
We'll be right back.
Oh yes, and off they go, All Saints. All Saints welcoming you back after the announcements, listening chums, here on the Sunday Breakfast Wake-Up Call. And their track was Black Coffee. And before those very announcements, we had the one and only Crash Test Dummies. Whatever happened to the Crash Test Dummies? But they gave us Afternoons and Coffee Spoons. Now, in case you've just tuned in and you're wondering, what's with all the coffee-themed tracks, Alan? Well, it's about our belting barista listening chum, Audrey. Yeah, Audrey, I'm just telling them, get down to the Town Centre Morrison for some of Audrey's magnificent barista beauties. And coming up shortly is Audrey's music choice, and it doesn't include coffee, so there. I don't know whether it's Audrey's birthday today, but if it's your birthday today, a very, very happy birthday from myself, Alan Miles, and of course all of us here at NLive Radio. You have just a belting day and a wonderful up-and-coming week. Let's ask the question, I wonder who you're sharing your birthday with. And before you can say 1427, it's 1427 and you've got a king. Straight in with a king. One, Casimir IV Jagiellon, King of Poland. 1637, oh, I love this. Louis-Sébastien Lenain de Tillemont. Louis-Sébastien Lenain de Tillemont, French historian and author. Ooh, you've got somebody famous here. 1667, November the 13th, Jonathan Swift was born. Yeah, Jonathan Swift, the Irish satirist of Gulliver's Travels fame. November the 30th, 1681, another belter, Ludwig Andreas von Khevenhüller, Austrian field marshal. Oh, King and Princes coming up, listening chums and birthday buddies. 1699, King Christian VI of Denmark. And 1719, Princess Augusta of Saxe-Gotha. And finally, 1791, Count Franz Philipp von Lamberg, Austrian field marshal and politician. Here comes Audrey's track.
We'll be right back.
Oh yes, and off go Roxette. Roxette, It Must Have Been Love. And that was the choice of our belting barista and listening chum, Audrey. Many thanks, Audrey. Giving me the coffee theme has made my morning. I hope you're okay, Audrey. Look forward to having another one of your rather splendid cappuccinos. Hey, Audrey, are you going to listen in to the last of the birthday buddies? I think you are. 1937, November the 30th, guess who was born? Frank Ifield. Do you remember Frank Ifield? I remember you. And he used to put in yogli bits in Guitar Now, Alan. We haven't got time for this. November the 30th, 1945, Hilary Armstrong, Baroness Armstrong of Hilltop, English academic, politician, Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, all them things. In the same year, 1945, Roger Glover, Welsh bass player of Deep Purple fame, was born. 1949, Matthew Festing, 79th Prince and Grand Master of the Sovereign Malta Military Order of Malta. Hey, I've got to mention, November the 30th, 1953, Shuggy Otis. Yeah, man, Shuggy Otis, American singer, songwriter and magician. Come on, you Shuggy. November the 30th, 1955, Billy Idol, English singer, I always say that, don't I? English singer and songwriter. 1959, Lorraine Kelly. Oh, off the telly. Kelly off the telly. Well, 1966, comedian John Bishop was born. 1968, Desiree. English R&B singer-songwriter of Feel So High fame. Anyway, time for more music. Birthday buddies, it's over.
Coffee and sex in the morning. Breakfast in bed, I be moaning. Before you go to work, I need you to go to work. Part of my sincerity, you know I'm a rarity. My love be a therapy, all around remedy. Baby, who instead of me? This will never be. Put it down like it's heavy, baby. Honeymoon there when I lay there. Soon as we wake up, wish we could lay up. Still stuck, I pay up. You running late, but need you to stay up. It's almost eight. No time to waste. No time to waste. Damn, you got the best of me. I know you need the stress relief, babe. If we could dress to leave, want you to try this recipe, babe. I know we just woke up. I know you gotta go, but breakfast isn't over. See the way you rose up. They say morning, what do about it, good, babe? Clearly you agree, don't be trying to leave. Stay here with me, I'll put you right back to sleep. I get you right for the week. We can bake in the sheets, set you parlay in the pain. I need to wake up, soon as we wake up. Wish we could lay up, still stack our pay up. You running late, but need you to stay up. It's almost eight. No time to waste. No time to waste. No time to waste. Waste, waste, waste. Baby, no.
Radio.
At West Northamptonshire Council, we're asking the burning question. If you've a wood burner or multi-fuel stove in your home, do you burn well, can you burn better, or could you burn less often? For example, do you buy seasoned or dry firewood that's ready to burn? We breathe what we burn, and small particles created by burning can cause strokes, asthma, even cancer. That's why we're asking the burning question. Find out how you could help improve the air we breathe. Search The Burning Question at westnorthants.gov.uk.
shade livestock, cut stress, lift yields, reduce flooding, make poor land pay, use awkward corners, stabilise soil, reduce erosion, hold water, protect crops, shelter fields, cut wind damage, support steadier growth, strengthen your business. Put trees to work on your land. Government tree planting grants pay an average of £19,000 per hectare. Search gov.uk/tree planting grants. T's and C's apply.
As the door closes, we start the clock. But can you unlock the award-winning Rushden Escape Rooms? Northamptonshire's best escape room venue is great fun for families. It's the perfect place to host a party and a fantastic way to bond with colleagues on a corporate day out. Challenge your brain, test your teamwork, and above all, have fun at Rushden Escape Rooms on Newton Road, Rushden. Book your unique escape room experience today at rushdenescaperooms.co.uk.
And Live Radio, the station that loves Northampton.
Yes, and 'twas lame there, lame with instant coffee, welcoming you back after the announcements here on the Sunday Breakfast Wake-Up Call with my good self, Alan Miles. And before those very announcements, we had coffee from Kelly Rowland. Yeah, we're back on the coffee theme. And what theme are we heading towards? You've said it, our stroll through the history of November the 30th. Come on, off we go. Whoa, I tell you what, talking about Audrey and her cappuccinos, I think a stiff cappuccino from Audrey might just have aided and abetted King Canute. Yeah, in 1016. You see, King Canute claimed the English throne on this day in 1016. And of course, King Canute is probably best known for the legend of him trying to tell the tide to recede. Get back, you tide. Well, come on, I tried to tell him, Your Majesty, Majesty Canute, I said, you're not thinking this through. Tides come in and tides go out. Tides come in with the emphasis on in. But would he listen? Nope. I just told Dr. Morrison's got a coffee from Audrey. Hey, 1487, November the 30th, the first German beer purity law was introduced by King Albert IV, Duke of Bavaria. And he stated beer should be brewed from only three ingredients: water, malt, and hops. I suggest you don't grab a pint now on the Sunday breakfast wake-up call. Come on, it's nearly 8 o'clock. Hey, 1872, November the 30th, the first ever international football match took place at Hamilton Crescent, Glasgow. And that was between Scotland and England. And the score? 0-0.
Tell me, sunshine, when there's blood upon your sleeve. And I've heard the thunder and I'm sure that it's heard me. I watch my wildly shine, I hold and see the sea. I feel this weight, I hold, it's incredible. No dreams of limousines have echoed in my head. All that I need, I know, is sleeping in my bed. And hope and glory is a cry like Ali said. I feel like coffee and cigarettes. Besides your welfare, have you caught up with your sleep? Ever wonder why the rain's been falling at your feet? No dreams of limousines seem to blow my mind. I feel these strings ring warm and steady still. Limousines have echoed in my head. All that I need, I know, is sleeping in my bed. And hope and glory isn't quite like Ali said. I feel like coffee and cigarettes.
Yes, coffee and cigarettes there from The Snuts. Yes, you heard it aright. The Snuts. Where do they get these names from? The Snuts? I don't know. Still, they've done all right out of it, haven't they? Listening chums, I'm afraid it was The Snuts that heralds the end of this morning's coffee and Audrey Sunday breakfast wake-up call with my good self, Alan Miles. I'm afraid on this Advent Sunday, Cities for Life Day, National Personal Space Day, Perpetual Youth Day, Small Brewery Sunday, Stay Home Because You're Well Day. Yes, it's the end of the Sunday Breakfast Wake-Up Call. Remember, should you miss any show that you enjoy on NLive Radio, just visit our website, nliveradio.com, and click on the ever-present Listen Again button. Talking about listening, after the 8 o'clock news, you can catch Nike and her Gospel Hour. At 9, we welcome Rebecca Steers and her local politics show. That's followed at 10 by Mike Curtis with Now That's What I Call Heritage. At 12, there's David Percy till 2. And at 3, it's David James with the Sunday afternoon show. From 6 till 8, it's Around Town with Russell Hayworth and Kevin Stoney. At 8, the wonderful Rock Gods with Terry Steers till 10. It doesn't end there, listening chums. Night Music gives you non-stop tracks featuring great music from today and the hits of yesterday all night long. Northampton, enjoy the rest of today and the coming week, and I look forward to your company. Good morning, Audrey. Good morning, Northampton. Good morning, the wider Northamptonshire. Good morning.
Don't talk to me before I've had my morning coffee!
Setting sets in another heaven we won't get in. Give me forever and I'll give you a sin without sparing a grin. Let it begin. This is a moment you can't escape. This is only half a taste. Suddenly pull hard away. The darker day, the paths erased, and it doesn't get you there. It only takes time.
Northampton, from Northampton, about Northampton, we are N Live Radio. Online at nliveradio.com, on air at 106.9 FM, and on smart speaker. This is N Live Radio News.
From the Sky News Centre at 8. A mass shooting at a child's birthday party in California has left four dead, including children. 10 other people have been wounded in the city of Stockton. Police are still searching for the attacker. Christina Fagazi is the mayor of Stockton.
This is Thanksgiving weekend. This is when families come together, celebrate, share memories, give each other love. And unfortunately tonight, heaven is a little bigger.
It's alleged the Prime Minister was aware there wasn't a black hole in the nation's finances ahead of the budget. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, has been accused of misleading the public about the state of the economy so she could raise taxes, which she denies. 303 people are now known to have died in Indonesia after extensive flooding and landslides. At least 279 people are missing across the island of Sumatra, with rescue efforts hampered by blocked roads. The King has described playwright Sir Tom Stoppard as a dear friend following his death at the age of 88. Charles says he's deeply saddened, praising the award-winning writer for his ability to turn his pen to any subject. Leeds manager Daniel Farke says Manchester City need to be educated in fair play and sportsmanship. His team were beaten 3-2 in their Premier League game at the Etihad, and Farke's questioned the behaviour of Pep Guardiola's side.
Just try to bend the rules somehow just to your advantage, and you can even do a fake injury in order to do additional team talk. I think it's nothing what I personally like anyhow.
Tottenham lost 2-1 to Fulham, while Newcastle thrashed Everton 4-1. Hearts have a 5-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership, despite being held to a goalless draw by Motherwell. The Formula One world title could be decided at the Qatar Grand Prix today. Britain's Lando Norris will be crowned champion if he wins the race, but he'll have to come from second on the grid behind McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri.
Love Northampton. Love